We're reading selected excerpts in the topic of connecting the world in the last generation. We're continuing from excerpt 11.
Right, so let's continue.
11 by Baal HaSulam in the article, The Peace in the World. We must thoroughly know the proportional value between the individual and the collective, between the individual and the collective that the individual lives in and nourishes from, in both matter and in spirit. Reality shows us that an individual cannot exist in isolation without a sufficient number of people around him to serve him and help him provide for his needs. Hence, man is inherently born to lead a social life. Each and every individual in society is like a wheel that is linked to several other wheels placed in a machine. This single wheel has no freedom of movement in and of itself, but continues with the motion of the rest of the wheels in a certain direction to qualify the machine to perform its general function. And if there is some malfunction in the wheel, the malfunction is not evaluated relating to the wheel itself, but according to its service and role with respect to the whole machine.
Read it again.
Again, 11. We must thoroughly know the proportional value between the individual and the collective, between the individual and the collective that the individual lives in and nourishes from, in both matter and in spirit.
In other words, it lives and is nourished by its environment.
Reality shows us that an individual cannot exist in isolation without a sufficient number of people around him to serve him and help him provide his needs. Hence, man is inherently born to lead a social life. Each and every individual in society is like a wheel that is linked to several other wheels placed in a machine. The single wheel has no freedom of movement and in and of itself, but continues with the motion of the rest of the wheels in a certain direction to qualify the machine to perform its general function. And if there is some malfunction in the wheel, the malfunction is not evaluated relating to the wheel itself, but according to its service and role with respect to the whole machine.
In other words, our whole work is to feel and understand the general system, to reveal it, the general system of all of humanity, how dependent we are on each other, how connected we are. And it's not like we think that it's okay if Australia disappears or North America disappears or and some other countries in Europe or Africa. But with respect to the whole world, we are arranged in such a way that there is a connection between everyone. Although we can't discover, we can't reveal, we can't see this connection, but everything that exists in the world is arranged in a complete way. And the fact that we are constantly killing each other and beating each other up and don't see that we have good connections, and to have a society that is as circular as planet Earth. This is our problem. To that extent, we are far from our correction. So that from the good state, we attain the good who does good, the upper force in nature. And therefore, on the other hand, we need to take into consideration the law of nature, that we're all dependent on each other. We're all connected to each other. We must all care, each one for everyone, all the people in the world. And until we come in practice to such a connection, we will suffer. And as long as we reject this form of connection, we will suffer more and more and more. So the more we develop, because on the one hand we think it'll be better, right? And we're developing in technology, in science, culture and everything, but if we don't organize the connection between us, we will not be able to do any correction in our connections, in our relationships, and will constantly fall into worse and worse states, up to world wars, as Bala Sulam writes, a third world war and a fourth world war, which will be nuclear wars. So in order not to come to it, we should hurry up and publicize to the whole world that the correction is only in the good connections between us. Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот эта добрая связь между нами в этих шестеренках, это обязательно нужно свет передавать с Творцом, связывать, вот как мы говорили, ценором быть. Вот это добрая связь.
Sorry, I'm not getting Russian translation.
Anyone who belongs to it has to come to a state where he is a servant of the Creator, meaning that he will extend, draw the light from above and pass it on to all the other pieces of the common soul. And those who don't understand, who don't belong to it, should function in a good human manner. So, because they understand that the good future of the world depends on the good connections among people.
Люди-то, в принципе, это понимают, что хорошо, когда хорошо. Да? Но просто они-то что-то внутри в них заставляет действовать по-другому. Нет другой силы, которая бы их как-то сдержала.
Нахон, азе катув.
Correct. It's written about it. I have created the evil inclination. And with respect to that, it's written, I have created the Torah as a spice. This is why we need to try to connect among us in such a way that the upper light passes through us to all the created beings and fills up every single soul. And we are responsible because we have a connection with the Creator. Some connection. The more we connect, the more connection we'll have with the Creator, and the more connection we will have with the created beings. They are dependent on each other. And then we'll be able to be a conduit, as Baruch Shalom explains to us, which is the role of Israel, Yashar Kel, straight to the Creator, which were built in order to be a conduit, a passageway, a pipeline from the Creator to all the created beings, by the Creator being revealed to everyone. Yes.
There are questions from down here.
Please.
Good morning, friends, Rav. I see a direct connection between the first part of being a conduit and, let's say, happiness. If somebody filled me with happiness, my need to share it, to increase it in the group, it's automatic. So when I pray for one, I'm actually not praying for one, I'm praying for one for humanity. Is that the direction?
Yes, that too. It's along the way. It's not the end of your development, but it's already a good state.
Thank you.
Good luck. Yes, please.
How can I open my desire towards the friends without causing damage between us, my corporeal desires?
If you want to be a connection between them and the Creator, if you want to be a friend among everyone, if you want to constantly increase the importance of the Creator in your eyes, just as Rabash writes in his social articles, he has his first articles, which he wrote only in order to solidify, establish the society. So read them again, and you'll see that you'll discover many more things there.
Thank you.
Rav,
on one hand, in the world we live in today, every person feels that he lives for himself. But in practice, when I check myself in order to survive, I depend on millions, maybe billions of people. Everything I use all day, all systems. But there's like a disconnection in a person and person's understanding that on one hand, I'm dependent on everybody and everybody's actually serving me. Or I feel independent, I'm an egoist, I'm only concerned of myself. When will this, on one hand, this gap is growing? What will help a person wake up from this lack of awareness?
We need to come to a state where we discover that the connection between us, the right mutual connection, is necessary in order for us to exist. So this situation should gradually become clearer. It has to become clearer. We are approaching very complicated critical states with wars against climate too, which is beginning to come down on us. And wars between countries and many more things. There will be hunger. We see that even now, all these plagues, this, blood, frogs, and lice, all those things that happened in Egypt are becoming revealed to us as well. We are facing states where all these plagues, all these blows will bring us to a state where we will not only suffer, but through them we have to discover that the solution to emerging from the suffering is only connection, support, mutuality. Let's hope we will discover it, attain it, explain it to everyone, and in this way emerge from the danger of a third and fourth world war.
Does this state we see, does it mean that what we're failing in our dissemination, that what we're doing doesn't help?
Of course, we are late. We are late in dissemination. We're late in the connection between us, in the connection between us and the Creator, and in the connection from between us to the Creator and to humanity. We are in between, and we are the source of the troubles.
Dissemination doesn't depend that the other side will want to listen to you too.
You need to try to find in what way you come to their ears, you reach their ears.
Tov.
Okay.
There's another question from here, Rav.
Yes, please.
It's written that a person can't exist if he was isolated without a sufficient number of people around him to serve him and help him provide his needs. What's the criterion that of serving and helping?
We will talk about it later. You need to ask more concretely. Kiev 2.
Rav, является ли уже в какой-то мере каналом мировой кли между Творцом и Творением?
Is the world kli a conduit in a certain way between the Creator and created beings?
Yes.
And we have daily prayers for many months already.
Ken.
Are we passing light through that? And how to make it more effective, our prayers? Maybe we have to add something, maybe change something. Because we're doing this for months already.
It doesn't matter how many months you've been in it. If we need to do this work, we need to do the work. And we need to constantly, we don't need to constantly check if the work we're doing, we need to check if the work we're doing is enough or we need to polish it more and more. But there's no connection, no doubt that the connection between us and our prayer to the Creator, we have to check it. And each day, to polish it more and more. And in this way, we will advance.
Rav, если у человека просыпается точка в сердце и вот эта потребность к объединению,
if a point in the heart awakens in a person,
какую-то часть энергии,
so from that moment on, is there a meaning of investing part of your energy in some benefit to the world except for what a person can do in his ten and become a spiritual conduit?
We see from the writings of the Kabbalists that we need to direct all our energy, all our powers, all our prayers only to the connection between us, to draw into our connection the Creator, and then together with connection with the Creator, we bestow upon the world. There is no other way to correct the world. Kiev 3.
Здравствуйте. А почему и вот Бали Сулам писал, что еще в его поколении?
Why did Бали Сулам write?
Худшим из всех миров. А
his generation was the worst of all generations. So things are getting worse.
So what? Can't there be a worse state? I don't understand you.
That's my question.
Ну я так, может, неправильно понимаю, что еще в его поколении мир
writes that.
Every state along the way until the end of correction is worse than the previous one, until we come to such a state where we cannot live in it anymore. And then we break through and rise to the correction. Yes. It's not like we come to an ascent and to the end of correction. No, we descend lower and lower and lower because in the increasing upper light, we are discovering ourselves as farther and farther and farther from the end of correction, more and more and more. And then we leap into the end of correction, to the final correction. We rise there immediately, at once. This is called the coming of the Messiah, when the great light, very great light, operates on us, and then we rise to the final correction. We correct ourselves at once. But before that, we have to prepare all the broken vessels, everything that there is. It's not a correction that goes gradually and becomes corrected. We see it in our world that the situation is constantly deteriorating. It's getting worse and worse. And the state before the final correction will be the worst. It's called
Hoshana Shel Hoshaot.
Three-hour Hoshana, prayer for salvation. It's a prayer in Sukkot. That precisely in these states before the final correction will be the most difficult, the hardest. So let's prepare us. We'll prepare ourselves for everything. We have no choice. Humanity, whether it wants to or not, is deteriorating toward it. But we can shift all these things from the material feeling to the spiritual feeling. And then in this way, we will come to a state where we do attain this great corruption in our attainment, our understanding, in our awareness, and it'll be enough for us to want the final correction. Moscow 3.
Спасибо, учитель.
Thank you, teacher. You said you were speaking about the workers of the Creator. This work where we need to annul and connect and raise a mutual man. That happens to Gmar Tikkun?
Ken.
Yes, yes, yes.
Можно я так спрошу? А в чем счастье? Вот.
In what is the happiness from the opportunity to turn to the Creator?
В том, чтобы порадовать Творца.
Delight the Creator.
Ну, то есть он радуется, когда мы это делаем, да?
So he's happy that we're doing this?
Жалити бима.
He asked me. What was it? Happiness, I don't know, that's...
Ну, что такое счастье работников Творца?
Это порадовать...
What's the happiness or fulfillment in that?
It is to please the Creator, to delight the Creator, to bring the Creator to a state where He is happy with us.
Да, ошер.
Happiness.
Зел.
That's it. What should we do more? Oh, in a hall, please.
I don't understand. The closer we get to Gmar Tikkun, the states in the world are going to get worse?
Of course. Because precisely through the lights that we draw, bigger broken vessels are revealed, which we haven't corrected.
So how to relate to the development of the world? So if I look at the world now, it's a good thing. The more wars and diseases, we're getting closer to correction.
We are approaching correction, that's for sure, from the perspective of the broken vessels. And from the perspective of us being unable to correct them yet, to raise man from these vessels, this too is close to the end of correction, but in a negative way.
Should I have hope that there be going to be peace in the world or a nice connection, or it might not be a good sign?
No, you're right. There should still be hope for peace in the world, and we pray for it and we want it, because if we can reveal now, with our preparation, with the light that we draw from above, both the broken vessels and our broken desires, and in our inclination to correction, then we will do this correction now. We don't need to wait passively until all the terrible worst states are revealed in our world. No, we can depict them. We can picture them within us. This is called... We can identify these things in advance. The wise, his eyes are in his head, and I don't need to just reveal these states in practice. It's enough for me to understand that this is what it should be like. And then I correct them already.
What peace in the world can there be before Gmar Tikkun?
There cannot be peace in the world. Peace in the world means the complementation of all the vessels in their correction and their filling.
So again, what can we do now?
Ask for all these vessels to be revealed in us, which also depends on how much we can tolerate the broken vessels. And that we will correct them. And pray that they will be filled with the upper light, with the presence of the Creator, and the King, and the Lord will be King over all the earth.
Thank you.
We don't need to wait until we deteriorate to the final point. It's written, try to find it, it's written in the prophets, that merciful women cooked their children, etc. We don't need to come to these states. We want to understand now what is the process we need to go through if we are already discovering all these deficiencies in the current states? Then we don't need to discover them in practice. In corporeality, we will rise from their spiritual revelation and spiritual degree. We will raise them to correction. We don't lack anything other than to pray now and draw everything to the end of correction. If we, in our development, in the light that shines on us, can discover how much we are in the lowest despicable degree, and that we have no choice but to correct ourselves through the light of the Messiah who will pull us from our current state to the end of correction. Okay.
One of the strongest things that's happening is a sensation of responsibility from the morning till now. How do we use this feeling of responsibility to work more? Because it causes actions.
This we need to talk about among ourselves and study the writings, because that we are all as one man with one heart. We're all in one vessel. We are all like, as Baslam says, cogwheels, interdependent, where each one operates everyone else, and if one stops, the whole system feels this stop, although we still don't quite recognize it. And that's it. That's the situation we need to be in.
So my personal responsibility as a person in a group, in a world, what's the most important thing for me to hold on to? That it's not me. I came, I'm going to go, but we know there's a plan. So what is my most important responsibility?
You're not coming and you're not going. You are in the world, even though there are two states, the states of corporeality and the states of spirituality. And therefore, you don't disappear. You rather continue on the same path and in the same connection, and even more while you are separated from your body, which limits you tremendously. But we should try, while we are here now in our bodies, we need to try to come to a state where we demand our correction from the Creator. We demand our correction from the Creator, that He will shine for us and show us what is the right activity that is ahead of us now.
So my responsibility is to be open, to receive a message from the Creator that He'll show me what I'm supposed to do?
Yes. Mainly, it's about how to connect with the friends and how to direct all of us to the Creator. That's it. So we will be incorporated in him. Okay. Michael.
Can you read the next excerpt?
Yes, yes, yes.
Number 12, Bala Sulam, the peace in the world. Don't be surprised if I mix together the well-being of the particular, of a particular collective with the well-being of the whole world, because indeed we have already come to such a degree where the whole world is considered one collective and one society. That is, because each person in the world draws his life's marrow and his livelihood from all the people in the world, he thereby becomes enslaved to serve and care for the well-being of the whole world.
Again,
number 12. Do not be surprised if I mix together the well-being of a particular collective with the well-being of the whole world, because indeed we have already come to such a degree where the whole world is considered one collective and one society. That is, because each person in the world draws his life's marrow and his livelihood from all the people in the world, he thereby becomes enslaved to serve and care for the well-being of the entire world.
Barur, ze anachnu
tzichim. This we need to take upon ourselves each and every day, this rule. Just like when a person gets up in the morning, he has to organize his relation to the world. So one of the conditions is that because the whole world is in mutual connection, and I am like a small cogwheel in this whole system, so I have to care because of this for everyone. In practice, too. Not just, I said it, and that's it, now I'm relieved. Michael, what are you trying to say? There are questions from the hall.
Yeah, I see. Siberia.
А чему человечество должно будет научиться из примеров такой праведной ненависти?
What should humanity learn from these examples of hate toward this or that nation?
We need to understand that we must see ourselves in the end as overcoming all our differences and seeing ourselves beyond that, after that, after we rise above all differences and connect, and even though we're very different, so just like in a machine where all the cogwheels turn around in their own pace and their own direction, but they each have a role in order for the machine to work. And the main thing is that we don't cause damage to one another, but in a mutual way, we want to activate this general mechanism. That is something that should be the law, the main law of social existence. And that's how we reach Gmar Tikkun. And in Gmar Tikkun, the end of corrections, each one is revolving to a different direction. Each one with what he has expresses himself completely towards all the others. And then this machine can reach the complete connection. We need to speak about it, to write about it, to publish it, to advertise it. That's why the correction of the world isn't by each one fighting with the other, not each one defeating the other, but that each one defeats himself in order to connect to the others in a nice way, completing each other. So according to that, we're going to need to see as much as we advance towards the end of correction. Yep. I have a lot to say about this, but not right now. We have to think about it and discover it. as much as every country, every nation, every person wants to connect to the others in order to be in work with them, in a daily work together, in connections, in... Well, let's say in... how should I say it? In... trade in industry, trading materials, helping each other. Why should we fight if we can, by investing forces and money and materials, we can be connected to one another? Let's reach a state that will supply each other with what we need, what we're lacking. The wars don't do anything good to anyone. But here we need to actually fight against the war.
Turkey 1.
Tinkra, my friend is asking, how can I awaken the longing for distribution, for connection with humanity, and demand through the connection? Also, how can we awaken the desire for distribution in France?
I think that we don't understand enough that dissemination is our weapon against all those who are disturbing us from reaching Gmar Tikkun. It just... standing in our way, that we just need to drive it out, that disturber, that can only be by dissemination, that we need in all languages and in all styles to explain what the system is that the world takes place in, how it can advance correctly and nicely, without wars, without problems, without trouble, without all kinds of death and hunger and things we see that are happening more and more. But it all depends on a good, nice connection between us. We think that by connecting, there's going to be better trade, better industry, and so on. That is what our eyes think. But actually, what's happening is that through the connection, we're awakening the upper light, and it starts working, and suddenly, from little piece of land, we can get food that will supply the whole world. It all depends on the blessing, as we say. In the upper light that connect, that work, that affects our work. That's why we need to give that a lot of forces to the closeness between us. Because only through that we reach a blessing. We see that, look how much area Russia has, but what comes out of that? As Bala Sulam says, they have so much natural materials that is way beyond all of Europe, but so what? It all depends on the attitude, the connections between people.
Ita 3.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Good morning, Rav. Why today, with all the problems in every house, there is no awakening of the question, the common question, what's the meaning of life?
That's the darkness that has to come before Gmar Tikkun. And we'll see more and more, as much as people become blocked, clogged, that they're suffering, and they don't really have possibilities to make their life better. But on the other hand, they don't want to see a different way. It's such a clog that comes before the solution. In order to emphasize the solution, that's how we won't need to see that everything comes in the darkness that comes before the light. Okay, so what are we going to do, Michael? We'll keep going because of Friday with these excerpts.
Yeah, we can continue.
Okay, let's go.
Excerpt number 13. The benefit of each and every person within his collective is evaluated not according to his own benefit, but according to his service to the public. And vice versa. We appreciate the measure of evil of each and every individual only according to the harm one inflicts upon the public in general, and not by one's own individual value. These matters are crystal clear both from the perspective of the truth in them and from the perspective of the good in them. This is because what is found in the collective is only what is found in the individual, and the benefit of the collective is the benefit of each and every individual. He who harms the collective takes his share in the harm, and he who benefits the collective takes his share in the benefit, since individuals are parts of the whole. And the whole is not worth in any way more than the sum of its individuals.
That's clear, right? No questions.
No questions right now.
Okay, so let's keep going.
There is a question?
Me.
Amit.
כן, רב, פה כאילו לכאורה הקטע, עולה שהנגזרת של זה בהפצה, זה שצריכים לפנות לאנשים ש...
So in dissemination,
we have to approach people who influence the public very, who influence the public very seriously, and not people who don't influence the public. For example, policymakers and leaders and so on.
What can you do? Obviously, they could have done something on one hand. On the other hand, we see that the public already are more studied and they're smarter and they don't really pay attention to those public people. When they speak, they speak. You can hardly listen to them and you don't even have to respond to all that. We've reached a state where nobody has any respect. That's why I don't think that through government people or public people we can really go through these right callings for correction.
That's exactly what I'm asking, because on the one hand, these are people we listen to the least, but on the other hand, they are the most influential, as it's written here. The measure of the value of each individual is measured by how much he influences the public. So if he influences the public, he causes more harm.
No, but again, I'm saying there's spiritual influence or corporeal influence. I don't think that all these people that have forces on behalf of the government, that this force has any effect, any real effect on the public. Nobody pays attention to it. So they talk a lot and make noise on the media, but more than that, it doesn't really penetrate into the public, into the people. That's why you don't really have to pay attention to what they're talking about. The world just keeps going as it was. There's nothing about it. We see, especially in Israel, we like to listen to the news and we think it all depends on daily events, but I don't think so.
That
there's really any great influence from it. It's like out there in the air. No more than that. That's why true influence, true bestowal, is something we can do, because we can bestow through the upper light that will affect everyone, including all those public people chosen by the people.
How can I ask?
Yeah.
You described a situation that the more the world deteriorates, the more people will recognize, and then even a small field will give great crops, a lot of crops. So why is this considered correction? Because if through connection we will see results, then it's the will to receive, receiving the satisfaction it wants, and people will work in this way. Why is this regarded as correcting the connection? It's not, isn't it, in order to delight the Creator?
I don't understand your question.
If humanity sees that through connection they get crops on everything, as we said, why is this regarded as correction? We're only connecting in order to get more and more corporeal results.
I didn't say what we're connecting for, but the connection causes an addition of food. That they'll see, but not that that will be the meaning of the connection or not. It'll be as a result, or it will be a reason to connect.
So how do we work on the reason? How can we change the reason so it becomes the right one?
I'm working for connection in order to reach adhesion with the Creator. To the extent that we come closer to the Creator through connection, we'll feel, we'll discover good results in everything we do, but not that for that we'll connect.
Is it upon us? This intention is only upon us?
The intention is always upon us.
Now I'm asking Bnei Baruch with respect to all of humanity?
Especially. The intentions are in the rosh, in the head. Please.
לעבור לקטע הבא, קטע 14.
To the next excerpt.
Yep.
Excerpt 14 from Peace in the World as well.
באושר החיים שלו.
In our generation, when each person is aided for his happiness by all the countries in the world, it is necessary that to that extent the individual becomes enslaved to the whole world, like a wheel in a machine. Therefore, the possibility of making good, happy, and peaceful conducts in one state is inconceivable when it is not so in all the countries in the world, and vice versa. In our time, the countries are all linked in the satisfaction of their needs of life, as individuals were in their families in earlier times. Therefore, we can no longer speak or deal with just conducts that guarantee the well-being of one country or one nation, but only with the well-being of the whole world, for the benefit or harm of each and every person in the world depends and is measured by the benefit of all the individuals the world over.
We
can't hear you.
Okay, clear questions. Read it again.
Again, excerpt 14. In our generation, when each person is aided for his happiness by all the countries in the world, it is necessary that to that extent the individual becomes enslaved to the whole world, like a wheel in a machine. Therefore, the possibility of making good, happy, and peaceful conducts in one state is inconceivable when it is not so in all the countries in the world, and vice versa. In our time, the countries are all linked in the satisfaction of their needs of life, as individuals were in their families in earlier times. Therefore, we can no longer speak or deal with just conducts that guarantee the well-being of one country or one nation, but only with the well-being of the whole world, for the benefit or harm of each and every person in the world depends and is measured by the benefit of all the individuals the world over.
That should be clear. That has to be clarified to each and everyone that just as I am now dependent on relatives, friends, in my work, in my country, maybe more countries in the world, for the good or bad, that are here next to us, that's how we need to understand that we are dependent on everyone, and there's nowhere to run to, but only to make good connections with everyone. That's what's before us. And that's where the Creator is pushing us to. Yes, Michael, what?
What am I supposed to do as a regular person? What am I supposed to do with this information?
There is no simple person. It's the most destructive words. There is no simple person. Each and every one must see himself as a little wheel, as he says, in a big machine. If that wheel will make a corruption, the whole machine will feel it.
Not corruption. I'm trying not to make corruptions, but how do we at least move in the right direction?
So learn about what your right role could be. That's it. Kiev 3.
Скажите, пожалуйста, а есть такое понятие, как...
Tell me, please. There's this concept like personal, complete personal correction or the end of correction of the 10 of the world, or is it all the same?
If you're in one machine and the cogwheels are billions of people, so how can you organize everything, everyone in a way that the machine will work correctly if you don't correct all of the wheels? But through the light that reforms, we can bestow upon everyone, and because most of the wheels don't have any free motion, they don't have it, they just turn around to wherever they're directed to. So we say that they are only dependent on air dissemination, just as Baal HaSulam writes in the end of the introduction to the book of Zohar. And whoever the correction of the world depends on, there are people with a big will to receive, big egoists that are drawn to study Kabbalah, and they are in connection with us. And then we need to awaken them more and more, just as now, what we're doing now, to awaken them for corrections. And that they won't run away into all kinds of other kinds of business. Clear? Yeah.
There are two more questions about this, if I may.
Вы сейчас объяснили, и Михаэлю вы сказали чуть раньше, что нет такого понятия, что
You said before to Michael that there's no such thing as a simple, regular person. I'm just a cogwheel in a machine. How it's really clear how 8 billion cogwheels force me to move, but how can I force the rest of the 8 billion cogwheels to move? That's not clear.
The thing is that there's 8 billion cogwheels that are revolving, and above them there are a few thousand that belong to the Rosh, the head of the Partsuf, which is us, and we choose how to turn around and in which direction, and together, and we as the Rosh of the Partsuf determine to all the other cogwheels that are in the Guf how they will behave. That's why there's no problem. If the Rosh is corrected, the Guf will also be corrected. The tail follows the head. We have examples from the Zohar and from many places.
Кармиэль.
Кармиэль.
Да-да, ну.
Может, я спрошу по-простому. Вот когда смотрю на каббалистов...
Another question. Maybe I'll make it simple. When I look at past Kabbalists,
поднялись высшие миры, и оттуда на нас влияют. И что
отсюда, I see that they already rose to the upper worlds, and from there they bestow upon us. And that ends their work. When I look at us, it seems like our work will end at best at the end of correction, maybe then not too. So what is the difference between the Kabbalists of the past and our generation?
Right question. The wrong question. We're all in one system, and we're all dependent on one another. And in our small work, we're raising the great Kabbalists, the big souls, even higher up. The final correction isn't the end of the path. We'll speak about it afterwards. Don't start building a system as if you have all the information in your hands and you know everything.
Кармиэль.
Рав, просто чтобы до конца понять вот этот механизм, как бы во все времена были отшельники.
To understand this mechanism thoroughly, throughout time there were people who passed away from the world. Part of the society, they didn't need anything from the world. Can you explain this mechanism where one cogwheel just leaves the mechanism?
Also today you have a lot of people that don't want to have any connection with the rest of the world. So what? How do you know if they're disconnecting themselves or not? What are they disconnecting by? What connections do they have with the world? If they don't use radio or TV or water or power, so that means they're disconnected. There's thousands of types of connection between people. That's not called that he was disconnected. Disconnected is means that he stops receiving from the world spiritually and starts giving to the world spiritually. And also that is through relationships between people to the world as much as he feels and understands and not how it really is. So we shouldn't read all kinds of stories and think that we understand anything about them. Leave it alone. Speak about what we're reading in the letters and the articles of Baal HaSulam and Rabash. More questions? No. Let's ask the women.
Ken, me woman PT 27.
Yeah, from women PT 27. What should be in her explanation exactly? What is a good connection between us? Is it something internal in the heart, or are they physical actions between us, good actions, good deeds?
Both. Also external actions and also connection in the heart.
From Kabu 5, when the whole function malfunctions, is it revealed in the connection between humanity and nature?
Yes.
Allah.
Next.
Heb 1.
How do we shift all the wars of the Messiah into inner wars? The hunger, climate problems, is it by through the thought?
By us wanting to correct everything in thought. as it's written, everything will be clarified in thought. In the end, after all the suffering and pain and suffering and problems, we still correct everything with thought. Yep.
Does our understanding that we are dependent on each other, does it depend on education?
Yes. Of course, as much as we educate ourselves, as much as we educate the younger generation and all of humanity, it depends on our correction as much as it will be smooth. As much as we can gradually rise all the way to Gmar Tikkun smoothly, it all depends on us. Only in our attitude.
Woman PT2, final question. How does a person harm the public, and how practically does a person do good to the general public?
Only if he thinks for the benefit of the public or doesn't. By that, he either causes good or bad to the public. So if we have no more questions from women, I have nothing else to say. Do we have questions from the hall?
No.
Not right now.
Okay, so we can by this maybe end the lesson. Maybe we'll hear from info or what we have today in the next few days, the next week.
Oh,
there's no announcement. It'll be tomorrow. Okay, good. So, the lesson has ended. Let's sing and scatter.
Before we move on to the meal, announcements about the schedule today and tomorrow. Today at 12. The afternoon lesson, 12 to 1, tomorrow from 2:40 to 3, preparation for the daily lesson. Then a lesson from 3 to 5:30, and the afternoon lesson, the preparation begins at 11:45. And the afternoon lesson is from 12 to 1. Now let's sing a song together.
Quante volte ho tentato di vivere, no mondo che voleva solo di vivere, con la speranza che qualcosa di vero si nascondesse dentro questa realtà. Così alla stregua di un vagabondo ho incominciato a cercare nel mondo, in che mi son trovato qui con voi, il vegano più bello che ho. Le manachai verai, le manachai verai, le manachai achai verai, Adam ala shalom bach, le manachai verai, le manachai verai, le manachai. Costruiremo tutti insieme un grande cuore, in grado solo di donare un grande amore. Insieme progetteremo, mai più lasciarci vorremo. Brindiamo a questa nuova umanità. Insieme scopriremo il giorno dove l'amore è la costante del mondo. Pure dimora qui perché in quell'amico che cammina con te. Le manachai verai, le manachai verai, le manachai achai verai, Adam ala shalom bach, le manachai verai, le manachai verai, le manachai achai verai, Adam ala shalom. Stamione porta la condizione che sveglierà tutta l'umanità. Le malachai verai, le malachai. Shalom Bach, Lemana Chai Vereach.